Three blocks away, on the Ponte Vecchio, Bayantha moved into the shadows as a pair of police officers filtered through the crowd, canvassing the area with photos of Langdon. As the officers neared Bayantha, one of their radios blared, a routine all-points bulletin from dispatch. The announcement was brief and in Italian, but Bayantha caught the gist. Any available officer in the area of the Palazzo Vecchio should report to take a statement at the Palazzo Museum. The officers barely flinched, but Vianta's ears pricked up.
Il Museo di Palazzo Vecchio?
Last night's debacle, the fiasco that had all but destroyed her career, had occurred in the alleyways just outside the Palazzo Vecchio. The police bulletin continued in static-filled Italian that was mostly unintelligible, except for two words that stood out clearly. The name Dante Alighieri. Her body instantly tensed.
Dante Alighieri?
Most certainly, this was not coincidence. She spun in the direction of the Palazzo Vecchio and located its crenellated tower, peeking over the rooftops of the nearby buildings.
What exactly happened at the museum?
She wondered.
And when?
The specifics aside, Bayantha had been a field analyst long enough to know that coincidence was far less common than most people imagined. The Palazzo Vecchio Museum and Dante? This had to relate to Langdon. Bayantha had suspected all along that Langdon would return to the old city. It only made sense. The old city was where Langdon had been last night when everything had started to come undone. Now, in the light of day, Bayantha wondered if Langdon had somehow returned to the area around the Palazzo Vecchio to find whatever it was he was seeking. She was certain Langdon had not crossed this bridge into the old city. There were plenty of other bridges, and yet they seemed to be impossibly far on foot from the bubbly gardens. Beneath her, she noticed a four-man crew shell skimming across the water and passing under the bridge. The hull read, Società Canottieri Firenze, Florence Rowing Club. The shell's distinctive red and white oars rose and fell in perfect unison.
Could Langdon have taken a boat across?
It seemed unlikely, and yet something told her the police bulletin regarding the Palazzo Vecchio was a cue she should heed.
All cameras out, per favore,
a woman called in accented English. Bayantha turned to see a frilly orange pom-pom waving on a stick as a female tour guide attempted to herd her brood of duckling tourists across the Ponte Vecchio.
Above you is Vasari's largest masterpiece,
the guide exclaimed with practiced enthusiasm, lifting her pom-pom into the air and directing everyone's gaze upward. Bayantha hadn't noticed it before, but there appeared to be a second-story structure that ran across the top of the shops like a narrow apartment.
The Vasari Corridor, the guide announced. It's nearly 1 kilometer long and provided the Medici family with a secure passageway between the Pitti Palace and the Palazzo Vecchio.
Bayantha's eyes widened as she took in the tunnel-like structure above her. She'd heard of the corridor, but knew very little about it.
It leads to the Palazzo Vecchio.
For those rare few with VIP connections, the guide continued, they can access the corridor even today. It's a spectacular art gallery that stretches all the way from the Palazzo Vecchio to the northeast corner of the Boboli Gardens.
Whatever the guide said next, Bayantha did not hear. She was already dashing for her motorcycle.